When you master your mind, you will master your life. Welcome to the Self Mastery Podcast. Self Mastery Podcast, Episode 10.
Wired for success. How to create the success that you want using the power of your own mind. Hi, my name is Luke Pierce and welcome to Wired for Success. You see, over the last 10 years, I've made it my duty to really master my mind so I can master my life. And in the next few moments that we spend together, I truly want to install the knowledge that I've gained over the last 10 years, helping not only myself, but also thousands of other people as well. I want you to absorb the learnings, the knowledge, and the teachings that I have got out of all those experiences, because I definitely know that when you master your mind, you can master any area of your life. This short and very powerful book is dedicated to my amazing wife and beautiful baby girl, Frankie J. You make my life a gift every single day, and I can't wait to spend a lifetime watching you both grow into the amazing souls that you are. May you have people in your life that inspire you to do great things. My intention for this powerful little book is to give you an insight of just how you can change your life around, no matter where you have come from, no matter what you have done, and no matter what challenges you may face. In the next 5 chapters, I'm going to take you through some of the most powerful learnings that I have discovered. So chapter 1, discovering the power of your own mind within you right now. Chapter 2, knowing how to communicate with your unconscious mind. Chapter 3, what is it that you truly want out of your life? Chapter 4, how to actually get what you want using the law of attraction. And chapter 5, the most powerful thing you can do for your life right now. Chapter 1, discovering the power of your own mind within you right now. One of the most powerful statements you will ever discover is that all the power that you have ever wanted is inside you right now. And as you sit here listening to me right now, breathing in and out, the power that you seek is already inside of you. But yet, at the same time, it is so distant, like a faraway land where all things are possible and all things are easy. There is just one teeny tiny challenge that only you can do. That is to be willing enough, to be courageous enough to dig deep and clear out any and all negative emotion, all limitations about what is possible for you and the life that you truly want and deserve. You see, your unconscious mind is the powerhouse that is controlling 95% of your life, while your creative, conscious mind is only 5%. So that means if you want to find out what is really going on at the unconscious level in your mind, then just look around your life and you will get example after example of what is actually going on. If your life is filled with struggle and suffering, then so is your mind. If your life is filled with lack and not enough, then so is your mind. If your life is filled with rejection, then so is your mind. And if your life is filled with negative emotion and limiting decisions, then so is your mind. Now, on the flip side of that coin, if your life is filled with love, then so is your mind. If your life is filled with prosperity and abundance, then so is your mind. You cannot have one without the other, as the inner world, your mind and your emotions and your thoughts, create the outer world, the reality that we walk through day by day. You may want to take a minute now to assess your life and what's going on in it. Only when you know what you're up against can you do something about it. So this is a good thing to find out what is going on at the level of your unconscious mind. Because when you know what's going on at the level of your unconscious mind, then you can truly do something about it to change. Now that you know that you have the power within you, it is crucial that you do something about it. You see, the power that I'm talking about is the power of choice, the power to choose a different thought, the power to choose a different decision, and the power to choose a different emotion or feeling. All these things that I'm talking about right now are going to be the major parts of change that create the life that you truly want. I've worked with many people all over the world over the past 10 years, and I've found that everyone can learn about this, but not everyone will do something about it. So what are you going to do? That is the question. Is now going to be the time you draw a line in the sand and say no more? Or is it just going to be another day doing the same old thing over and over and over? Either way, you are the one that has to live your life, no one else. So I want you to think about this very carefully. What is it that you truly want? Do you want exactly what you are doing in your day-to-day life now? Or is there an area, or maybe a few areas, that you would like to change? When I found out that the power I had been searching and looking for my whole entire life was already in me, just waiting for me to find it and use it, not only did I almost jump out of my skin, but I knew in that moment, deep down inside of me, that it was there all along. I can remember being a young kid thinking that I was destined to do something great. At the time, I didn't even know what it was, but I just knew that there was something inside of me that had the power to create something great. And that's the power that I'm talking about right now. The power to choose, the power to influence, and the power to make good decisions. All through the ups and downs, all through the ins and outs, the good times and the bad times, my true power was always there. Sometimes coming out to play, and then other times being suppressed like a wild beast on a chain. And I'm sure that's something that you can relate to. There's been times in your life where you may have got like a little glimpse of the true power, the true you. But then there's definitely going to be other times where things have happened. Maybe you've gone out into a crowd of people or a new group of friends or a new workplace, and you've almost suppressed the true you in the fear of being judged. Or maybe even the fear of not getting it right the first time, or the fear of failure, or the fear of actually succeeding. There's many different things, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. My message for you would be that you already know that you have it. Everyone does. Everyone truly knows at the unconscious level that they are destined for great things. You have felt it before. You have used it before. And you may have even had the feeling that you know that you can't describe. That feeling that you can't describe is the power that I'm talking about. And as you sit here listening to me, that feeling may just bubble up to the surface to allow you the experience to know exactly what I'm talking about. That is the true power within you. Know the truth that you have the power to do amazing things, the truth that you can change your life no matter where, no matter what, and no matter how. This is the power that all the greats knew about themselves, that everyone has, but only a few tap into it, and only the select actually use it. This power that I'm talking about is your God-given birthright to live the life that you truly want. Our purpose as humans, I truly believe, is to create, to explore, and to build whatever it is that you want to experience with this time that you have been given. This power is in you right now as you listen to me. And by the time that you finish listening to this book, you are going to be able to use this power, this energy, to create the life that you truly want. But I want you to make a decision right now that could very well change your life forever. I want you to decide that from now on, you will have an open mind for change and be willing to do whatever it takes to reach your own personal level of success. If the answer is yes, then continue listening. If the answer is no, I want you to stop this audio and ask yourself the question, what would I need to believe in order not to believe in myself?
So that is the first chapter of Wired for Success. If you'd like the full version, head over to breakthroughwithluke.com/wired.